Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has announced an order requiring that everyone use face masks in all forms of public transportation, starting Monday, right before midnight. Many transit companies already require masks. The new order would make it easier to enforce, since not complying would be a violation of federal law. The CDC says it's giving guidance to schools around the country on how to provide safe in-person classes. NPR's Ping Wang reports.
Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, says keeping schools open should be the priority.
CDC continues to recommend that K through 12 schools be the last setting to close after all other measures have been employed, and the first to reopen when they can do so safely.
She says that COVID-19 does not spread easily in schools when everyone is masked and distanced and the buildings are well ventilated. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor, says researchers are also working to figure out how COVID-19 vaccines can be safely used in children.
Hopefully, by the time we get to the late spring and early summer, we will have children being able to be vaccinated.
If it's vetted and approved by the FDA. Ping Huang, NPR News.
West Virginia has been among the more efficient states distributing the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Sherry Young is director of West Virginia's Kanawha Charleston Health Department. She says it's been gratifying. An 80-year-old couple came in and say they now have hope the pandemic will be over.
They said that they had not been out of their house since March. And so that's profound. They had not been out of their house for over 8-9 months. And here they are. They're getting their vaccination. It's their first glimpse of hope. And it's their first sign that they're going to get through this pandemic.
Young was interviewed on ABC's This Week to be aired Sunday morning. Catholic bishops are debating how to deal with President Biden's support of abortion rights, and that includes Pope Francis. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
By attending Mass weekly and speaking often of his faith, Biden sets an example for Catholics that bishops appreciate. On Inauguration Day, Pope Francis sent Biden a warm congratulatory message. But Biden's support of abortion rights conflicts with Catholic teaching. The leader of the U.S. bishops, Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, warned on Inauguration Day that Biden favored policies that, quote, advance moral evils, referring in part to abortion. That statement then brought a rebuke from Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago, who's among the more progressive U.S. bishops. Pope Francis has largely stayed out of the dispute until now, but on Saturday, the Pope granted a private audience to Cardinal Supich at the Vatican. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is to begin the week of February 8th. Saturday's Trump's top lawyers withdrew from the case. A source familiar with the decision told NPR it was mutual, but no explanation was given. Trump's lawyers are to officially file an answer to the article of impeachment Tuesday. In Canada, new pandemic travel restrictions suspending flights to the Caribbean and Mexico are already leading to fallout. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The tougher measures are aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus, especially the new variants, which are shown to be more highly contagious. Air Canada, WestJet, Sunwing, and Air Transat will be canceling service to those sunny destinations from Sunday for 3 months until the end of April. Arrangements will be made for passengers in the affected regions to be returned home. Air Transat says because of the new measures, it's suspending regular operations until the end of April. It's also temporarily laying off cabin crews and pilots beginning February the 11th. Air Canada says it will also offer full refunds. All international travel flights to Canada must land only in Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, and Montreal beginning next week. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Supporters of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny are planning new protests across Russia Sunday, demanding he be released from custody. He's been detained for 2 weeks after returning from Germany, where he was being treated for nerve agent poisoning, which he blames on the Kremlin. Police are warning that any protests Sunday are not authorized and will be broken up as they were last weekend. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.